Welcome on Pace to another podcast. I'm your host, Paul Miller, and I'm here with Carrie. And we have some awesome guests here tonight, Brandon and Callie Meisner. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, for sure. So I was just sharing how last week we recorded this rockin' podcast. It was Miller, myself, and Mandy, who does our sales and social and marketing and everything else that she does that makes On Pace known in the world. And the Laternos, who run this race called Miles for Madison. And it was built in an effort to remember the challenge that their daughter went through when she went through cancer as a prior to her second birthday. And it was just an awesome conversation. We couldn't wait for the podcast. And then it went up in smoke because we talked too long, or I talked too long. So Miller told me to make sure to zip the lip tonight.
It's never my fault. I'm always like, you know, got this timer on in the background and like kicking him like you can't see it. Like.
So I'm just hoping that one of you two is the talker and one of you two is the timekeeper, because then you'll balance us out well tonight. But anyway. Well, we want to welcome you. So as I posted this week, Move Fitness was just conceptually a wonderful company that we want to hear about. And so Miller and I got into group fitness at the start of 2020. And I think, what was the word you used this week when you said you were referencing kind of the working out and the group fitness? I know it was a powerful word.
Transformational?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, we believe, I hope that was the word, let's go with it. So Miller said that group fitness was transformational for, not for her, because she's always been in shape, but specifically for me. And so I fell in love with it, and we did it in San Diego. Brandon, I've shared with you. We went through F45, which was in North Park, and a wonderful group of instructors out there. And so that's how we got to know you guys, was because we were coming back from San Diego and we were going to be able to move into Move Fitness. So can you tell us, like, you know, how it started and what got you into it and kind of what the story is behind Move?
Well, I actually had been working in the fitness industry for just under a decade already with a big box gym. And I kind of moved around between the Fox Valley here in Northeast Wisconsin, the Milwaukee area. I was in Minnesota around the Twin Cities for a year. And it just got to the point where I kind of, you know, we've got a son that's going to be 5 years old in October, and some of the, demands of working for that company, I just felt as though I wanted to do something for myself and my family. And I fell in love with the industry right away. It's super rewarding seeing somebody start from, you know, the coming in from point A and watching them go from that point to where they wanted to get to. And along that journey, being a part of that, I mean, it's super rewarding. It's inspiring. And so I knew I wanted to be in the fitness industry, but I also got a chance within the big box gym I worked at to see the group fitness classes and the community and relationships that were built, you know, among those classes. And I felt as though that it was a no-brainer opening up my own place that I wanted to gear towards the group fitness, just because of that community aspect. So that's kind of why I decided to do what I did.
And so when was that, just so we have a chronological perspective? And then, Callie, what was your position kind of in this as well?
So we opened the studio, what was it, the beginning of 2019, I believe. Kind of the end of 2018, beginning of 2019, yep. Was when we opened officially.
Awesome.
And can you tell us where the studio is located and why you picked that location?
It was located downtown Green Bay on Broadway District. The main reason we picked it was the location was super cool. We were up on the third floor, you know, overlooking Broadway Street. And it was just a unique atmosphere and feel. As soon as we saw it, we kind of knew that the space was what we wanted for what, you know, our business was. It was a little bigger than maybe what we needed. But at the time we felt as though, based on some of the other places we saw, that it fit more of what we were looking for. And that district is super, I mean, it's growing super fast. So it was going in the right direction.
Yeah. And Callie, you're a big fitness buff as well. So this was Brandon's idea, but you've always been in group fitness or just fitness in general?
So I started out after I had danced in high school. And then after that, I took a little time off. And then it was like, I got to figure out doing something. So that's kind of when I actually originally had started running. And then I, at the time, actually knew nothing about fitness. And I had a friend of mine that was like, you should start getting into lifting. And then basically from there was when it took off and I got in like the best shape of my life and have just continued on that with fitness ever since I really started, which was cool. So when Brandon had presented this idea to me, I was like, heck yeah, like all, you know, I've had to support it and be there for him through everything. And while I was still continuing to do my full-time job as hair, it was kind of just, I was the behind the scenes support system for it all with still my love of fitness behind it, which worked awesome for us.
Yeah. So you touched on quickly your running, whether it was a short running career or a long one. Brandon, I don't know if you ever were into running as well, but of course that's what this podcast is geared toward. Our company, our organization and community is more in the long distance endurance running world. How much of a influence do you think personal fitness, strength training is in the development of a runner's overall process?
I mean, I think it's super important. So I actually did get into running. I kind of started a challenge. When was that? In November?
Yeah.
This past November, I started a challenge. It's called 75 Hard. If you haven't heard of it, you can look it up. But 75 Hard. And part of that was every single day, you have to do two workouts, 45 minutes each. One has to be outdoors. And it's more so like a mental toughness type challenge. I mean, obviously there's physical benefits to it, but it's a mental toughness challenge. And I thought, you know, what better time to start than in November in Wisconsin? And so here I am running in the snow and like never been a runner before. And I felt as though because of doing HIIT classes and strength training and things like that, cardio endurance, it helped me translate into the running a little bit easier. But I also had a bunch of members that, you know, whether they participated in like triathlons or competitive runs, or they were just, you know, casual runners here and there. I had multiple runners that came back to me and said that they couldn't believe how much their running had improved since they had started incorporating HIIT classes and strength and cardio classes like that. It was pretty cool to see, actually.
So Carrie coaches, I don't know if you know this, but Carrie coaches endurance runners. So Miller, what do you think about the integration of HIIT and strength training into the endurance running world?
Yeah, well, I think it's like peanut butter and jelly together. I actually will not coach runners if they don't do strength work at the same time, because I know they're going to eventually get injured. And so when I coach runners, I make sure at least 2 to 3 times a week they're doing some sort of strength, whether it's strength that I give them or whether they're going out on their own and doing something, you know, at a gym or on their own or whatever. But I think it's super important to maintaining, you know, balancing muscles. There's a lot of pounding with running. So the strengthening just helps, you know, especially the core and the glutes for runners are just huge, and it makes us better runners, and it helps us to use those muscles more and our quads less. And therefore we don't get hurt as much. So it's huge. It's absolutely huge.
So it's funny. So Callie, you come from a dance background, a competitive dance background, I'm assuming. Brandon was a collegiate baseball player, right? Mm-hmm. Carrie, collegiate tennis player, now a killer on the running circuit. You can really sub out endurance running and put in dance or put in baseball and then couple that with strength training, and really it's probably a universal fit. Peanut butter and jelly doesn't just happen with running.
Right.
So you saw athletes from all over. So let's fast forward then. How hard was it to get a business off the ground and running?
Very hard. I was open for a little over a year. And March, when the shutdowns happened, was probably going to be our first profitable month. And so to give you a little bit of an idea of, you know, the struggle and the mountain we had to climb, you know, it was 14, 15 hour days going in for, you know, 5 a.m. classes, being there, you know, until our 8 o'clock classes at night, you know, constantly trying to program different exercises together for the right classes, even putting different class formats together, you know, so that there's variety and people are enjoying it. It's not always just the same thing. You know, figuring out how to market and stretch a dollar. And I mean, there's just so much that goes into it, because, you know, starting from absolutely nothing and having a limited amount of money, you know, going into this, it was very tough. It was a very tough uphill battle, but we finally got to the point where we were growing. The community was just ideal. Like when I opened the business and I had a vision for like the community aspect, it hit that nail on the head, like where we were at. It was just the right people supporting and inspiring each other, even. Like, it made my job actually pretty easy, the people that we had there.
It was just special. Like, that's the only word I can say, is like the group of people that we had was just, it was so unique, that just something you couldn't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Paul and I have been there several times, and I know we were totally impressed with your variety of class times. For us, we have five kids, and you know, we'd have to be a little bit creative, but you guys nailed it with having a huge selection of class times. You had a bungee class, which I don't think there's anything like that in Green Bay other than what you guys do. You know, your classes had a ton of variety with weights and HIIT and bikes and rowers and punch boxing. Yeah. It was just really neat. And I know you guys did yoga too. I mean, I think you had a really unique thing going on there in Green Bay. I think you hit the nail on the head. And I mean, we're sorry that to see it go, but we'll get into that. I kind of jumped ahead a little bit.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, so.
And actually I should add, you know, Brandon and I had a bit of a partnership where some of my running clients would come in to move once or twice a week and do their strength training there. So that was really neat too. So there will be, you know, people listening to this podcast who I coach that have been there too and had nothing but great things to say.
And putting it all together, the reason that we got to know Move was because Mandy, who basically runs On Pace, also operates Ledgeview Living, and Brandon was advertising in her magazine. But in an effort to lift his clientele, she had cut a deal with him that could then benefit On Pace. And, you know, so the partnership-y community aspect was very universal, not just in the studio, but in whatever it took to get people into the studio.
Right.
Yeah. So, Callie, when I...
A little bit, sorry, not to cut you off, Paul, to piggyback a little bit off of what Carrie had said, I guess to sum it up, it was kind of a place for everyone. Like, I really wanted to create something that anybody felt comfortable coming into. Like, it wasn't intimidating. So it was a lot of functional equipment rather than like a lot of big heavy weights and barbells and benches and squat racks. So it was a little bit more functional type equipment where we could do body weight for almost anything. If you wanted to add weight, you could, you know, so just a place where anyone felt welcome to come. And I think that we did a good job of accomplishing that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you just, that's community. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about On Pace, I even put it in a Facebook comment back to somebody this week. I said, at On Pace, we are speed agnostic, because mm-hmm. when we pace a race, we pace from the fastest times to the sweeper, to literally the last person to through the finish line will be us, to make sure that nobody is finishing alone or feels like they lost the race. They're always right. part of something. And that's an amazing thing to build.
Yep.
So our kudos to you for having that vision. So March is almost here, and you guys might even see a dollar into your bank account. And then COVID happens, and we were a part of kind of that whole process. We got back from San Diego on March 10th. It hadn't closed down until probably 2 or 3 weeks later. Callie, what was going through your mind? How emotional was it? How difficult was it? Did you see what was coming? Did you see the tsunami or not really?
Honestly, I knew it was coming, but I didn't realize the extreme effect it was going to have whatsoever. And even for me, for hair as well, I had no idea that like all of a sudden, like that fear of like, when are we going to close? When is the studio going to close? There's just all these mixed emotions like running through you. I couldn't sleep at night because I was like, are we getting shut down today? Like, and then the fear of when are we going to open back up? Like all of the unknowns were just really scary.
And how do you plan for that when you don't know? What do you do in the meantime? You know, do you just sit and wonder? I mean, I know you guys were doing your best to keep people engaged online in different ways to keep the community going. But that only goes so far too.
I think that's what it kind of boiled down to. Like when we originally got closed down, we thought that it was going to be, you know, a month. And I thought, you know, okay, this sucks, but you know, let's get creative. Let's do every night. I'll send out a workout for the following day that people can follow along with. You know, we did a couple Zoom workouts that people could hop on a video and follow along, a Zoom video workout. So we did a couple different things that way, and we tried to do everything we could. You know, we leased out some of the equipment for free. So like members that wanted to take some equipment home, we just kind of signed it out and they could take stuff home. You know, so we tried to do what we could to accommodate people continuing to stay with us. And then, you know, we lost a few members during that time. Then it got extended again, you know, so we had applied for some of the different relief that was out there and we didn't see any of it, unfortunately. So when it got extended again, that's when we kind of sat down and just had a talk and we were like, you know, we lost even more members than when it got extended just because of the uncertainty. And then, you know, we just looked at the numbers and what it would have taken to open back up. And that was scary enough. But the thing that put us over the edge for me was the uncertainty of when we open back up, what's it going to look like? Like, what's the fitness industry going to look like? How afraid are people going to be to even come back out? You know, like, so I think that in the grand scheme of it, like, it was an easy decision to make. It just really was unfortunate and it really sucked.
Yeah, I mean, group fitness, there's no doubt that the landscape has changed.
Yeah.
For who knows how long. So
right.
the Western Racket and Fitness Clubs or Better Body Boot Camps or F45s or Orange Theories, they're all pivoting right now.
Yeah.
Granted, they got pockets that aren't 15 months old in their infancy of being a business, you know, which is what it is. Like, that's what hit you guys. Friends of ours, Blue Opus, wonderful little jazzy music. Beard, you know, they had to close. They were still infants in the business world and they couldn't make it. 2 months of no income, come on, it's impossible. You know, depending on your situation, sometimes it's possible, but sometimes it's not. For you guys, for your members, they were going through likely the same thing in their own world, right? Whether they were in hair or whatnot, they were looking at their own personal finances going, okay, how can I do this? I can go and hit the streets and go for a 5 mile run. And yeah, I lose my community, but I get to keep my X dollars.
Right.
So you can't blame people. In fact, you just kind of like shake your head. How many times did we shake our heads over the last 3 months? Cause it was crazy to go through.
And I think people figured out how to work out at home. and yeah. maybe their behavior, you know, will be forever changed. Maybe, right. maybe it won't be as, you know, there's a vaccination and things change. I think over time we'll get back to where we were, but maybe for the interim, things are just different. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to have more people working out at home.
So this week, on pace, we've done, we're in the middle of a nine, not in the middle, we're at the near end of a 9-week virtual series. Every week we highlighted a city that we were going to go run in. Then we highlighted a small business that was adversely affected. This week is the Bell and Run, Green Bay's largest race, 35 plus year history, 40. I don't know. They've been around. Bell and Run's been killing for a long time.
I want to say 40. I think it started in the 70s. It like started 75, in the 70s for sure. 76, something like that.
Yeah, so yeah. been around for a long time. And so you guys, you personally, because Move Fitness, we can't give any money to. Every dollar that we collect this week is going to go to you guys just as a get back on your feet, happy, healthy, safe and sound, all that other good stuff. So what does the current and what does the immediate future hold for you guys?
Well, as of now, I am back to work full time doing hair behind the chair, and it feels great making everyone beautiful, fresh color cuts, everything. But my workouts consist of working out at home and doing all my programs at home. So even that look is way different for me because I've honestly never worked out at home. So right. it's even new, it's new for me too. And you know, I don't know when I'll step back into a gym as well.
I completely stepped outside of my comfort zone and picked up a construction job. We looked at, you know, everything that was going on at home and, you know, what I needed to do to support the family. And, you know, there's work there. So I figured I needed to do something. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Got it.
So future, well, though, I don't know. You know, we're 28 years old, both of us. And so, I mean, there's plenty of time in the future if we decide to start something up again. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, don't let it, you know, I would say that Carrie and I are pretty entrepreneurial and we have 16 years, or in Carrie's case, less than that on you. And we've started things before and maybe they didn't go perfect, but we're always looking to start and build something. We know that we're natural leaders and we're happy to have that. Yep. We honor it as best we can. And you guys built something that honored those characteristics. So your youthfulness and your energy is, I wrote in when talking about Move this week, you guys are infectious personalities. So whenever that time may be that you decide to take the risk again, you know, all in, go for it, because, you know, great things are in your future. We sure hope, and we pray for you guys. And it was great to be able to sit and talk with you. So yeah. Thank you for sharing your story and your time. On behalf of Carrie and all the rest of On Pace, go Bell and Run this weekend, and we will see you soon. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you.